Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. So on the phone right now, I've actually got David, who's the new High Sheriff of Essex. Morning, David.
Good morning.
So I'm gonna be completely open with you now. I am completely ignorant as to what a High Sheriff does. Can you fill me in on that, please?
Well, Mike, it's a role that's been around for 1,000 years. 1,000 years ago, I was the person responsible for collecting all the taxes, administering law and order, and if required, raising an army.
quite a varied repertoire then.
Yes, if you lived in Britain, there were two people principally in your life. It was either the monarch or the High Sheriff, and that was it.
So how has the role changed over the years? Because you obviously don't do all that now.
I don't, no. No, the days of unbridled power, sadly, have slipped away.
Sadly.
Yes.
So what are your duties now as the High Sheriff?
So my they're still related to law and order. I support the justice system, so the judges, the magistrates, the prison service, the probation service, and then the police, the fire brigade, and also supporting charities and volunteers, and particularly if it's around anything to do with stopping crime or dealing with the victims of crime.
Oh, really? So it's still quite spread, your duties then?
Absolutely. So in the next 2 weeks, my diary ranges from, I've just left a food bank that's doing some excellent work in addition to handing out food, to working on with youngsters with regards to knife crime, through to 2 days ago, I was with the fire brigade handing out and witnessing them receiving awards for bravery. And next week I'll be opening the law courts and welcoming in some new magistrates at Chelmsford.
So how long have you been involved with this? Because you can't just step in and be High Sheriff, can you? There is some sort of lead up to it.
Yes, you're in what's we call in the trade nomination for 5 years. So I've known that I was going to take this job on for quite some time. And I've been fortunate in that time. I've also been a Deputy Lieutenant of Essex. So I've been working with the Lord Lieutenant. And so I've rather got used to being involved in awards and principally thanking people quietly and openly for the remarkable work that gets done in Essex.
So there must be quite a few functions that go with this. Do you ever get tired of eating out and you just want to go home and watch EastEnders?
I have to say I ate out and a do on Monday and the food was fantastic, so no, you can't grumble.
But the thing is, when you eat out a lot like that, it's the weight problem, isn't it? Do you have a problem with weight?
I have to be very mindful. You know, you might know yourself. You get to a certain age, you can't eat it all.
So totally.
I am very active, as you say. I'm expecting to do close to 300 engagements in the next 12 months.
Wow!
And I only took the job on Monday last week, and I'd already had some preliminary meetings. So already I've clocked up, as of today, was my 32nd visit.
Wow. Wow, you are a busy man. Now, is it a highly paid job? Is it something that you would really be, people are sought after this particular job, or is it just more charity work than anything else?
I'm afraid you receive no remuneration whatsoever for anything.
Wow. Oh, my word. So what do you do for a living then, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, I'm fortunate. I run a little commercial property business. I've been reasonably successful in business, and I can afford to allow myself the time to get involved in this. But what I would say is that being a High Sheriff gives you it's an adventure and a fascinating insight into a lot of things that are really good about Essex. I think if you read a newspaper and you listen to the news, you might come away feeling a little despondent and occasionally a bit sad. But I can assure you, across the breadth of Essex, there is marvellous work going on by diligent, caring people. that we should all be very proud of. And seeing that firsthand, to be honest, that's priceless.
It is. I've got a friend that works for the Osborne Art Partnership, and she just loves it. She said it's not like any other job you've ever had. So I totally understand.
I've just been handing out bags of food to people in a food bank, and seeing the volunteers interact and the people being, and it's done very carefully and respectfully on both sides, and you can see the positive impact it has on everybody.
So, David, if anybody is listening right now and they want to join in and they want to be a volunteer or just want to read up about your job and what you actually do, is there a website that they can go on to?
Yes, just tap in High Sheriff of Essex, and there's a website. It has an update daily of all my activities, and shows what I've been up to with some photos, so they can see what I get up to. But I would also say if they're mindful to contact their own voluntary service organisation, there will be an umbrella organisation nearby where they live that will help them get into volunteering. In Southend, we've got SAVS, which is the Southend Association of Voluntary Services. And they run a scheme where anybody who wants to volunteer can contact them, and they'll help them find the right charity and the right organisation that they can work with and help.
Well, David, thank you so much for taking your time out your very, very busy schedule to do this interview for us. And if you've got anything fantastic and really exciting you want to talk about in Brentwood or Billericay, please give us another call back and we'll have another chat.
Absolutely, been my pleasure. I've got a map on my office wall of which I'm putting a red dot on where I've been. And Brentwood and Billericay, I haven't got any red dots on yet. So as soon as I've been there, Mike, I'll give you a call and tell you what I've been up to.
Fantastic. David, thank you so much for calling us in.
Thank you.